This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Well, the Jagersfontein residents are taking on the mining company that allegedly is responsible for the dam collapse that wreaked havoc in the area a few weeks ago. A firm of attorneys that has been instructed by Kopanong Municipality to assist in making claim or in claiming compensation for the damages for the to its infrastructure. The disaster at the Jagersfontein development tailing dam killed, well, what was initially reported as four people, and then some cases, from a provincial government point of view, they're saying one person was killed, but there are still people who are missing. More than 300 people were left homeless after their homes were swept away by the sludge from the dam. To this day, as I said, the people are still missing. And now, hardly the community recovered from that, but there's been another dam bust. Let's hear from the attorney representing the Kopanong local municipality residents, Andres Nkome. Good morning to you, and thank you very much for talking to us.
Good morning, Titi. Thanks for having me, and good morning to your listeners.
All right, just a bit of clarity as well in terms of who you are representing in this case. Are you also acting on behalf of the families of the person that was killed, or what information do you have, in fact, about an official number of how many people died as a result of this incident?
We represent the Kopanong local municipality, and we also represent the individual families that have lost houses as a result of the dam collapse. Over and above, we represent people that have been injured and those that have lost their assets, like your livestock as well as their furniture.
So we are dealing with about a total of how many people here and families, I wonder?
The initial instructions that we took about the damaged properties, the damaged houses, was around 160. Now, with the result of the reoccurrence of the overflow of the mine dam, we seemingly are going to be getting even more instructions. So we'll be back at the Jagersfontein tomorrow, and we'll be able to get the remainder of the claimants in respect of damaged houses. We're also going to be getting more instructions from the people that are affected, like those that have just been exposed to the environmental hazard.
Right. What so far, how is the process unfolding? What kind of support, I guess, if we could call it that, or cooperation are you getting from the company here that is deemed responsible for this disaster?
The company is not giving any cooperation. We have to this day not been able to speak to either the shareholders or the directors of the company. We've only been able to speak to an attorney that came and made an offer for 20 million. But we had said to him that we can't accept that if it's not going to be written down. There isn't going to be anything that's written down that says the amount comes from a particular entity, it's for this particular damage, and these are the conditions attached to it. So the government also, the provincial executive, the Department of Housing, came through just a day before the overflow of the flood again to even make an offer for 40 square meters of housing. And we are saying it goes so far, it doesn't come any close to the extent of property that people had before the dam collapsed. So it's not sufficient, and these people have reduced it.
Are you saying you do not know who the offer came from?
Indeed, so yes. The attorney just came to say he represents the mine owners, and he didn't have anything in writing that says these are the owners of the mine, they are making this particular proposal. So there's a deliberate attempt to try and run away from liability.
What then, where does that leave you then, if that be the case? Who are you targeting then, apart from the specific mining company, who are you targeting in terms of your claim for damages?
We've been able to find records about the ownership of the mine, and we're also getting now indications about the history of the change of ownership of the mining license until such time as it lapsed, and now they're saying they're operating under a water license. So we are doing a study now to make a determination as well. We should also include government in the recklessness that took place and caused the dam collapse.
Right. Now, of course, there's also the issue, you're acting on behalf of the municipality here. Does the municipality, can they claim not be directed at them themselves?
No way. The thing is that the mine has not been having an open and fair relationship with the local municipality. They are supposed to have what you call a social and labor development plan.
Mm.
Instead of creating that agreement and trying to develop the municipality itself, the mine has just built some small.
Oh dear.
At least get anywhere close to try the interest of the community. Now, when you walk there, you get to see that the extent of poverty is quite here. It's just incongruent with the extent of money that this mining company takes. Like the other fact is that the mine only employs about 2% of the local community, while 28% of the people that work there are from outside, and that is obviously unfair.
Mm. By the way, what has happened to the families that lost their homes in that with this disaster? Where are they being accommodated at the moment? Because, I mean, I believe some of the homes were completely washed away.
Houses have been washed away. The facility of the government came through to move over into some lodge, as well as hotel out in Bloemfontein. But people are still living in fear simply because what they left behind, which they think could still be salvaged, are being taken advantage of. And there are people that are taking advantage of the broken houses and some of the rebuilding structures in the community. So the situation is dire. People cannot go to work, people cannot go to school, and people are still taking advantage of this. And it's not getting any more easier. So the extent of trauma that suffered by the community is untold.
Mm.
One, it was Jagerfontein, September 11th. Now again, several days after the reoccurrence of the same event.
Right. And are you aware yourself of what the extent is, or whether it's actually affected the same communities, this latest dam bust?
The moment that we arrived at Jagerfontein, even after realizing the extent of damage that was caused to the houses, what we said was that it's important that the mine must take responsibility, as well as government, and make sure that they secure the remainder of the dam wall. Simply because we don't expect that you would want to rebuild a house that is lying on the same path as a dam wall that could still recollapse. So government has been saying they want to prioritize reaccommodating people back in the community, and nobody has been talking about securing the wall. So it proved itself to be right to say this second collapse is still going to expose more people to.
All right. Andres Ngome, we're going to have to leave it there. The line is just letting us down as well. Thanks so much for coming on.
I really appreciate it.
That's the attorney representing the Kopanong local municipality residents who are trying to claim compensation for the damages to their property and the losses suffered as a result of that dam bust at Jagersfontein, which has since burst again, as we just heard. Apologies for the poor quality of the line there.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.